Our own sin and our corruption. Our own wicked ways, we think we're right in them, don't we? Our own defying of what Torah teaches us and what the misvat of Yahweh is in our own preconceived righteousness. We do things according to our own instruction. We don't seek Him for the right way. We don't seek Yahweh. We consult with our own mind, with our own love, which is deceitful. It's a desperately wicked thing. And it causes the unrighteous anger to arise and the unrighteous spirit to arise. And you will reject the truth of Yahweh for some deceived spirit that speaks to your mind. And you will pursue that instead of pursuing what Yahweh commands you. We must do what He commands us. We must. Wisdom. The experience of Yahweh is a tree. It is a tree of life. I want to show you something else. Listen to this. In the 11th chapter of Proverbs, verse 30. It says this in Proverbs 11:30. Mishli. The fruit of the righteous. Do you hear that? The fruit of the righteous. That's why it's, as Shaul spoke unto the Galatians, the fruit of the Ruah, he tells us what it is. But it tells us that the fruit of the righteous is what? Is the tree of life. And we don't have very much fruit in our lives. The meekness, the kindness, the ahava, the patience of Yahweh. Come on here, someone. And the enemy has done a magnificent job in robbing us. And that is the power of the Ruah of Yahweh. But a righteous man, the fruit of the Ruah of a righteous man, the fruit of the Spirit of Yahweh, that's the tree of life. We don't like to eat from the jaw of Yahweh. The gladness, the patience, the meekness, the kindness, the love, the temperance. We don't want those kinds of things. The faith of Yahweh. That is the tree of life. We eat from every kind of damnable thing there is. We go to the tree of knowledge of good. But we go to the tree of the knowledge of evil. And we practice evil. We love evil. We think evil. We manipulate evil. I mean, evil manipulates us. Our own evil thoughts. That's the truth, preacher. You may not respond, but it's still the truth. But the scripture tells us that the righteous, or the fruit of righteousness, is the tree of life. And we know what the fruit of righteousness is. You don't have the tzaddik of Yahweh, the righteousness of Yahweh, unless you have the fruit of the Ruah. Meekness, ahava, kindness, temperance, patience. We must have the fruit of the Ruah. That's the tree of life. What a man eats from that tree, he has the strength of Yahweh. But what the enemy has done, he has the wicked one or the evil one has sowed a false seed. And we allow our own hearts to sow a deception in us and a false thing in us. We have done that. You have done that. Instead of doing what Scripture says, we allow our own emotion to sow something that is contrary to truth. You allow your own mind to sow something of deception or something that's based upon a lie and based upon an emotion. But it's not based upon the fruit of the Ruah, the fruit of the Spirit. Why? Because that's the tree of life. We don't want to eat from that tree. What if I do the mitzvahs of Yahweh? He will eat from that tree. Why? Because upon this hinges the entire Torah of Yahweh. To love Yahweh with all your love, all your being, all your mind, all your strength. And to love your neighbor as yourself. And when you don't do that, you will not do everything that is written in the Torah is based upon that. Because that is the principle of Torah. To love Yahweh with everything. We love this damnable world, everything that it promotes to us. We'll reject Torah for this deception of the world. Instead of showing kindness, we show a hatred. And that's why there's no power of life in us. We're dead, plucked up. There's no animation in us. We get animated about something that is foolish, full of darkness and wicked. I want to show you something else. And the enemy has done a magnificent job of keeping us from this. It says in Proverbs 15, chapter 4. Hallelujah, Yahweh. This is what Scripture says. Scripture says in Proverbs, Mishli 15, verse 4. I want all y'all to read that with me. Come on. Hold up. Go back. It says, A wholesome tongue, a healthy, a healing tongue is what? Is what? You tell me a wholesome tongue? It has the living power of life in it. And the enemy has done all he could to make that little thing. It is more destructive than anything. And the reason we don't understand the simple truths of Yahweh, because our minds are given over unto every kind of corrupt thing there is. Scripture tells us that a wholesome tongue, a healthy, a healing tongue, that is a tree of life. Speaking to ourselves in psalms and healing words. We don't speak to ourselves that way. We speak to each other that way. And a healthy tongue is a tree of life. Tongues are filled with deceit. It causes fire to erupt. It sets on fire the course of a nation. It is going to be set on the fire of hell. When a man has a wholesome tongue, when a man truly eats from the Ruah of Yahweh, from the Spirit, from that tree, from the spiritual fruits, his tongue will become wholesome. That's why this generation that is so vile, it defies Torah. It defies Yahweh's truth. That's why it has no life in these serpents of hell, these men that are ordained by darkness, the charlatans. They're rich rulers and rich kings. They're not shepherds. They're dogs. Even those small gatherings like this, the preachers drive the expensive cars and drive the little folks to smithereens. Wears on them. Do you understand that? The appreciation, their pastor's anniversary, their wives, and these whole houses today, believe me, 99.9% of them, that effeminate man that calls himself a pastor, he is not a Raha of Yahweh. He is what he called the pastor, and his wife is the assistant, or he is the bishop, and she's the pastor, a lie from hell. It's nothing but a form of paganism and a worship of paganism. It's not of Yahweh. Any Jezebel that calls herself a bishop, she is less than a Jezebel. She's not even a bulldog. A bishop must be a man. Dogs of darkness, for without are dogs. Their minds are so impure. I don't care what you think, it's the truth. They have no Torah of Yahweh in them. So when a man has a wholesome, a healthy, a healing tongue, it is a tree of life, but perverseness there is, it is a breach in the Ruah, it is a breaking of the Spirit of Yahweh. When that tongue is perverse, it brings about a breach. And you know what a breach is. When there's a living, lively flow, a breach will be broken and cause it to go some other way. And that is what a perverse tongue does. But a wholesome tongue, it is a tree of life. It has life in it. Was Hamashiach's tongue wholesome? Did he have a wholesome tongue? When they reviled him, he struck out at them, didn't he? When they cursed him, he cursed them, didn't he? When they mocked him, he reviled them. Not at all. Not one bit. But that is not our propensity, isn't it? If someone reviles us, we're going to revile them. Someone corrects us, we're going to correct them. But that perverseness thereof, it breaks the power of the Ruah of Yahweh in the midst. That's where many homes, husbands and wives, they, because of the perversion, it breaks the power of that ruler and that flow of the Ruah in their homes. When there's a wholesome tongue, it creates life. It creates excitement. It creates an animation. When there's a perverse spirit, when there's the corruptness in the mouth of the wife or the husband, it brings about a breach. It brings about a damnable spirit in the midst.
Why? Because you're not obeying the mitzvahs. You're not walking in the total revelation of Almighty Yahweh. He tells us. The Hamashiach expressed that to its fullness. He shows us in his relationship between us and him, and also the relationship between a man and a wife. This is no different. The excellence of our relationship with him, how we love him, is how that the husband loves his wife, and how we submit unto him is how the wife submits with all faithfulness and obedience unto the husband. But because we don't do that, we bring about a breach, and the tongue is not wholesome. You find yourself saying things so lewd and crude, and so wicked, perverted, vile, and it's full of stench. That's how we talk to Yahweh. I don't see why must I do that? Because he commanded us to do it. He showed us what to do. He tells us what to do. And for some reason we think we're not going to do it. That's why we have no understanding today. No whatsoever. I want to eat from that tree of life. I want that wholesome tongue. I want to eat from that. I want to eat from that tree of wisdom. Because there's life there. Our trees that we eat from, when someone has a liveliness about them, you can sense that. You can sense that. When someone has that. Hallelujah, way. When someone has a liveliness, people sense that. When you're dead, they sense that too. That's why we need this, to eat from this tree. The tree of this revelation, this truth of Almighty Yahweh. And the only way we're going to do that is that we keep and do what he commands us. Look what it says in Revelation, Giliana. Turn quickly. It says in Giliana chapter 2, verse 7. I want to make sure everything is tied together. No, I don't want to just give you some scriptures. I want to make sure that it all fits in. And it's all correlated together. Scripture tells us in Giliana, Revelation 2 and 7. And he always speaks here to the assembly of Ephesus. He says, he that has an ear, and if we have an ear, let him hear what the Ruah says unto the congregation, the assembly. We must hear, right? We must understand, and the only way we're going to understand is that we keep his mitzvahs, right? Now that's what it says. That's what that means. We must shema, we must hear. And good understanding have they that do his mitzvahs, his judgment, his commandments. So he that had ear, you must do his commandments, his mitzvahs, in order to hear. He says, to him that overcome will I give to eat of the tree of life which is in the midst of the paradise of Almighty Yahweh. Now what are we going to overcome? What must we overcome? There's a defiance of truth in this nation today. Man, today we must overcome the spirit of this age. They tell you it doesn't take all that. It takes that at all. We must overcome this vile, sadistic spirit of this age that turns a man's mind away from Yahweh, turns his heart to an illusion, turns him away from the Torah. Hamashiach never came to turn us away from Torah. He came to perfect that word which was in us and give us life to that word by the Ruah of Yahweh, by the Spirit. And so he was the epitome of this dead word made alive, resurrected, to give us hope. And that is what Yahweh sent him for, to bring alive that which he had put in us. And Israel will be known. Everyone shall know Israel, for they shall bring honor unto Almighty Yahweh. His name shall be the strength of their counsel, shall be the strength of their kingdom. That's what he did. So we must overcome. And those that overcome, we're not good at overcoming, are we? We don't overcome the opposition daily against us. He that overcome. And the reason we don't overcome, I will tell us, because we don't hear. That's why we don't overcome. That's why we fall into the same entrapments every time. Because we don't shemak. We don't hear. That's almost like training a child. You tell a child, don't do that, and they still don't hear it, do they? And they fall back into the same entrapment every time, don't they? Sure it is. And that's the way our little children, I write unto you. And that's why we are little children. We fall back into the same entrapment because we don't hear. We began to hear. We began to do what He commanded us, do His mitzvahs, keeping the Torah. And then this life of this hope in His Word will come alive in us. Yeshua become real to us. Yeshua is not real to us. It's just a figment. It's just something, a thing, a man, a person. No, He's greater than that. He's greater than that. Hallelujah, Yahweh. I want to read a few more scriptures before I close. Hallelujah, Yahweh. Yeshua says this. He says in 1 Yochanan, 11th John, 1 John chapter 1. And verse 1. John 1, 1 John 1 and verse 1, Yochanan. That which was from the beginning, now from the Bereshit, which we have heard, which we have seen with our eyes. Now that from the beginning now, the living word, the word. I'll show you here. Which we have looked upon, and our hands have handled, it says, of the word of life. And that's who Yahshua is. He is the word of life. He is a living tree. He says in verse 2, for the life was manifest, made known, we have seen it, and bear witness, and show to you that eternal life. Listen, which was with, and the word has always been with the Abba, and was manifest to us through Yeshua. Now was the Torah with Yahweh? Was the Torah always with Him? And He said, now that same word has been manifest, made known, made alive, through now. Is that what it says? Brother Dave reminded us, through Yeshua. It tells us how the power of this word, it is through Yeshua. Next verse. That which we have seen and heard declare we to you, that you also may have fellowship with us. And He says, I want you to understand, and truly, our fellowship is with Yahweh, the Abba, and with the Son, Yahshua HaMashiach. Why is that so important? Because this lively tree, or this life of the Word, which is Yahshua, you cannot reject that and say you have fellowship with Almighty Yahweh. He said, truly, the life and the understanding and the counsel of Yahweh is made even more alive in my life because of that which was manifested in Yahshua. Unless He is made known in you, Yahshua, then the word of Yahweh, His Torah, His teaching, His mitzvahs, His statute, His ordinance have no power in you at all. That is the purpose of Yahshua, to make that which was written in us come alive and to cause it to be manifest, to be made known, that this is of Yahweh. This is the seal of the Ruah of Yahweh, the Spirit that has sealed us. And it is the power of His Word that keeps us, this counsel, this wisdom, this wholesomeness of the tongue of HaMashiach that spoke unto us the Word. That's all He spoke. And truly our fellowship is with Almighty Yahweh and with Yahshua. For He is the Word of life. Yahshua is. Was He the Word of Yahweh made flesh? And the Word was made flesh. And He is the Word of life. For the life was manifest, made known. We have seen it. For the life, the Word was manifested. The Word is what was made known. Man did not have the fullness of understanding of the Word of Yahweh. He knew it. He read it. He practiced the works of the law. But there was no life in him. He will practice that in sin tomorrow. He wore his palastery on his arm with the Torah, the laws in there, the mitzvahs in there. And yet he sinned purposely. And what Yahweh gave us in Yahshua is the life of the Word. Without Him, the Word has no life. Without Yahshua, the Torah has no life. Period. And that's why those that are in Israel and Jerusalem, they call themselves the seed. There is no life. Because you cannot have the life of the Word without Yahshua. He is the life of the Word. He causes us to come alive. Cause our lives to trust Yahweh. And without Yahshua, there is no life. He is the Word of life. The life was manifest. We have seen it. We bear witness. We have testimony of it. And we show you that eternal life, which was with, and the Word was with Yahweh. In the beginning was the Word. And the Word was with Yahweh. It always has been. And that Word was manifest, which is the Word of life. The quickening power of Yahweh. And that is what the Spirit of Yahweh does. It quickens the hope in us. Scripture tells us that hope deferred maketh the left sick. It makes the heart sick. But when the desire comes, it is a tree of life. So how much is that desire of the full counsel of Almighty Yahweh? And He has come. And that is our tree of life, brothers and sisters. It is Yahshua. He is the Word. He is the Word of life. Manifest. Made known unto us. That we may have this precious fellowship with the Abba. We were so alienated from Him. So removed. And because of the living hope. Now we have a fellowship with our Father. Our Abba. And you can't reject Yahshua. And say, no, He is the reason. He is this living Word because Yahweh has spoken it. It is alive. It is real to us. Because it has been manifest and made known. And Yahshua has made known the hope of Yahweh for us. So our hearts don't have to be sick today. We don't have to be sick. The hope is not deferred. We just wait patiently upon the promises of Yahweh and the hope. And in that hope, we have a living tree of life. So we eat constantly upon the Word of Yahweh that strengthen us and cause that hope to burn within our lives. May Yahweh bless you tonight. I pray that the Word gave you some strength and to help us in this walk. Let us begin to eat from that tree. And we began to eat by keeping and doing the mitzvot of Yahweh. Don't be persuaded by some religious spirit. Don't allow some religious spirit to persuade you. We must live out the whole counsel of Almighty Yahweh. Not the partial counsel, but the whole counsel. May Yahweh bless you. Be encouraged. I'm happy tonight. I'm blessed. My heart is delighted. As Deacon Benny always says, as we talk at times, he's always excited about the blessings of Almighty Yahweh. He will say, Pastor Robert, this is all right. And I say to him, it is all right too. May Yahweh bless you all. Be encouraged. Good to see you all. Wonderful to see you all. May Yahweh bless us all. And may His blessings fill our lab. Let us stand to our feet. Bless you all that are listening. We bless you all. You that need a touch. We pray for you. The counsel of Yahweh fill your home. Thank all of you all for your gifts and your offerings that you have sent. I thank you. I want to see Brother Michael, Sister Michaela, and Brother Alex, Brother James, and Sister Teresa. They have been very faithful in their gifts and their offerings. But I wanted to send an offering today to the brother in Africa. I know, brothers and sisters, we can't support everyone that asks. But the brother is a very kind brother. His Ruah is very wonderful, and I do like him. It's something about the precious pastor. And, of course, we had the money, but we didn't have the money. And I had told him I would send him an offering today. No later than today. You must understand, as I was sharing with Brother Jermaine last night, I believe we were talking. And the average person in Ghana, the average wage there, do you all hear me, is $450 a year. That's not a lot of money. That's what they make. $450 a year. So, Brother Jermaine, when I said the money today, it was $932,611 CD. Dollars. I mean the paper that is printed on it, man.
But that's how much it is. Now that, you say, well, that's a little bit of money. Well, $100 to us is not very much. But in that country, believe me, it's a lot. When the average GDP of each person is 400, come on, $450? That's not a lot of money, is it? It's not a lot of money at all. So that's what each person, out of all the money that is made, and how many people are in the poverty? 68% of the people? 60% of the people on the poverty, live in the poverty. Now that's living on $1 a day. You probably got another 30% live on maybe $3 or $4 a day. You got a small, minute class of people that their lives are not hurt because of what happened. Believe me. But the vast majority of that country, they're poor people. And it's not poor like America. It's poverty. Whereby they labor every day just to eat bread and a little cassava leaf. That's it. Very little meat, just a little cassava. A little rice and a little corn. Period. No cheesecake and carrot cake. Just that. Cassava. Maybe someone give them a little goat, or they can purchase a little piece of goat. When they buy a piece of meat, it's not like what we eat, the steak. A family like that, we eat a little piece about like that. And they cut it into little pieces. $400, a couple of pair of tennis shoes, a few shirts, a few pair of blue jeans, a watch. Now that's what someone in that country, all year long, it takes them to make that. A man that does brick masonry there probably makes $6-7 a week. $10. That's not very much money, is it? So if you promise a brother like that some money, they look for that. Believe me. Because he called. He didn't talk long. And said he was looking for the mail. But there was no mail. Well, I had thought Brother Jermaine and Brother Dolphin were bringing an offering, but they didn't. And I was going to use that to send him an offering. And Brother Michael, we bless you, and Sister Michael and Brother Alex, they sent an offering today, and I was able to send an offering to him. $900,000, that's a lot of money. Now, $900,000 to us would be a whole lot. Of course, $900,000 to him is a lot, too. When they say one CD, it's like a dollar here. Believe me, brothers, it'll go a long way. I was telling my brother Josh, we were talking, and I said that I was reading an article where a man in Kenya, he was evicted out of his house because he couldn't pay the rent, 300 shillings a month. That's about $4 a month. That wouldn't be bad if your rent was $4 a month, wouldn't it? But he was evicted out of his place because 300 shillings, that's like $300. We don't think about things like that, but that's real. So we bless you all. In all things, we thank you, Yahweh. We bless you. We thank you for your kindness, your mercies. We thank you for your truth. Help us to understand and help us to do your mitzvahs and your mishpah, your judgment, and to do it with great delight and do it with all of our love. Touch them all, I pray. We ask you to touch all those that are listening tonight in Yahshua's mighty name. And all his people cried, Hallelujah. Hallelujah.